only the disciples had the sight of this blind man Bartimaeus, they wouldn't have stumbled and fumbled nearly as often. They had even half the sight of this blind beggar, they would know who Jesus was. Mark uses Bartimaeus as a corrective lens to all of the mistakes the disciples had been making along the way. It is, as Bartimaeus reminds us, it is humanly possible to see, to know, and to follow Jesus. If the disciples could speak as well as Bartimaeus, they would have long ago understood and shared the message with all that they met. Bartimaeus is the first human character in the Gospel of Mark to address Jesus with messianic terms. He knows who Jesus is, and he knows his mission is one of mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of the promised fulfillment, forgive me. If only the disciples were half as good at following as Bartimaeus, they wouldn't have had been reminded to get behind Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. They wouldn't have even fought him about the destination. They would have been happy to follow. But before we count the disciples out in the 1, 2, 3 technical knockout, let's remember something. Bartimaeus was blind. His only method of knowing who Jesus was to listen. Someone had shared the gospel with him. Someone had already evangelized and opened his heart so that as Jesus passed by, he knew what to request. Today, we are invited to let Bartimaeus correct our sight, to open our eyes to the path that Jesus sets before us. We too are called to approach the Lord in this altar. We too come forward with hands extended, springing up. I'm sure you're going to bound right up the aisle at communion, leaving coats and hats and gloves, all that behind. And as we draw to the Lord, if we have the faith of Bartimaeus, we'll ask not as the disciples did for honor and glory. That was James and John's request last week. We'll ask for sight, for wisdom, for knowledge, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are poured out upon us in baptism, which we receive a second helping in confirmation. Bartimaeus was a very smart man. Bartimaeus was gifted with great faith and stood and stands as an example and a challenge for us yet today to walk the path that the Lord sends us out on. Bartimaeus is told after he's healed, go your way. And his way had changed. His way had changed to become the way of Jesus. Perhaps that's the power of mercy. We don't give it near the credit that it deserves. Luke tells us, in effect, twice, this is the son of Timaeus. Bartimaeus literally means son of Timaeus. And Luke tells us this is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Who is Timaeus? Timaeus is a dialogue partner with Socrates in Plato's writing. Timaeus stands then as the example of Greek philosophy. And of course, that means Timaeus stands for the example of logic and thought. If I just but understand and think more clearly, my life will have meaning and direction. If I just apply the principles of logic more closely, I'll know what decision to make. Timaeus is converted not by power. Timaeus is brought to Jesus not for glory, but for sight, for wisdom, for the ability to follow and to be an evangelist. We too, in our day, could take to heart the power of the message of mercy, a mission of mercy which seems to be a lost cause by all other standards. It is Jesus' name that is proclaimed throughout the world. It is Jesus whom we call upon for our own mercy. As we respond to the causes and needs of our own life, may we, like Timaeus, the son of Timaeus, be converted by mercy to show and to share that which we need from God with all others who interact with us, with our thoughts, with our words, and our actions, to understand that true power is not the one who can make someone cower. True power is the one who stands ready to forgive. Christ stands ready to forgive us. Christ stands ready to heal us and to send us forth, to go our way which is now his way. For while we may never see Jesus, we are invited to follow. While we may not walk behind Jesus of Nazareth, we know him. And while we may not always have the right words to say, we are guided and led by his Holy Spirit.